So let's go ahead and bow our heads in prayer as we begin this time in our worship to our God. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with open hearts, ready to receive your truth. In a world filled with distractions and competing priorities, we acknowledge that you alone are worthy of first place in our lives. Lord, as we dive into your word, let it convict us, challenge us, and transform us. May your spirit guide us in realigning our hearts and our minds so that we seek you above all else. We confess that too often we allow the urgent to overshadow the eternal. We pursue success, security, and approval. Yet none of these can satisfy the deep longing in our souls. But today, Lord, we choose to put you first. We choose to seek your kingdom and trust that everything else will fall into place according to your perfect plan. Holy Spirit, move in this place. Speak through your word. Stir within us a renewed passion to love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. May today mark a turning point in our lives where we no longer settle for a life of misplaced priorities, but instead walk in the fullness of joy and purpose that comes from putting you first. We give this time to you, Lord. Have your way in us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So, good morning again. What a wonderful time of worship. Those songs were a little different, but the words in them were so powerful. Today, we're going to start a brand new series called Priorities. Where does God fit into your life? Priorities, where does God fit into your life? We live in a world that constantly demands our attention. Work, family, social media, finances, entertainment, all of these compete for first place in our lives. And if we're not intentional, we can end up living a life where God is not first, but just another item on a long to-do list. This series is about taking an honest look at our lives and asking, is God truly first in my life? Or has something else taken his place? Each week, we're going to tackle a different area where our priorities can become misaligned. We'll talk about the dangers of busyness, how we use our time and money, why gathering as the church is essential, and ultimately how to realign our lives so that God is at the center. Our key verse, which you heard it earlier that Nanette spoke, is Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you. Now, this isn't just a nice suggestion from Jesus. This is a command and a promise. When we put God first, everything else finds its proper place. So today, we're going to begin with the foundation of it all. And this sermon is titled, First Things First, as we just sang, First Things First, Seeking God Above All. Seeking God Above All. So imagine with me for a moment that you're packing a suitcase for the trip of a lifetime. You have limited space. So you need to make sure that you fit everything in just right. You start by throwing in the shoes, books, snacks, and maybe a few extras. But as you go to close the suitcase, you realize you forgot the most important things. Your clothes, your passport, and other essentials. Now you have a problem. If you had put these essentials in first, everything else would have fit around them. But because you started with the less important things, you don't have room for what truly matters. Isn't that how many of us live our lives? We fill our days with work, entertainment, social media, responsibilities, but then realize we left God out. We wonder why we feel overwhelmed, anxious, disconnected. Jesus gives us the solution in Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you. Today, we're going to look at what happens when we put God first, what happens when we don't, and how we can rearrange our lives to reflect his rightful place. So first off, we're going to talk about the principle of first. What we put first determines everything else. The principle of first is a foundational truth throughout Scripture. Jesus tells us in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you. This verse teaches us that what we put first in our lives determines everything else. If we prioritize God, he will ensure that everything else falls into place. However, if we prioritize lesser things, our careers, our finances, entertainment, or even family, above him, we will always find ourselves struggling to maintain balance and fulfillment. The order of our priorities is not just about time management. It's about the condition of our hearts. What we value most will naturally shape the way we spend our time, our energy, and our resources. In the Old Testament, God commanded the Israelites to give the first fruits of their harvest as an act of faith and obedience. This principle demonstrated their trust in God's provision. And by giving him the first and best portion, they acknowledged that everything they had ultimately came from him. This same principle applies to us today, not just in financial giving, but in how we dedicate our time, our talents, and our decisions. When we offer God the first and best of our lives, we are declaring that he is our ultimate source of provision and security. One of the most powerful biblical examples of putting God first is found in the story of the widow of Zarephath. During a severe famine, God sent the prophet Elijah to a poor widow who only had a handful of flour and a little oil left, just enough to prepare one final meal for herself and her son before they starved. Now Elijah, however, asked her to make him a small loaf of bread first. Imagine her dilemma. She had to decide whether to hold on to what little that she had or trust God's promise through the prophet. In faith, she obeyed and put God first. Because of her obedience, God miraculously provided for her household. Her flour and oil never ran out during the famine. This story illustrates a key truth. When we put God first, even in times of lack and uncertainty, He takes care of our needs. Consider a Christian business owner who prioritizes tithing and generosity despite financial challenges. Imagine a man who owns a small company and is faced with a tough decision. Cut back on giving to his church and charitable work to save money or continue trusting God with his finances. He chooses to honor God first, faithfully tithing and helping those in need. And over time, he sees God's provision in unexpected ways. New business opportunities, unexpected financial blessings, and a deepened faith that reminds him that God is his provider. Not just his business. His willingness to seek God's kingdom first brings peace, purpose, and provision into his life. The challenge for us is this. If someone looked at our calendar and our bank statement, would they see that God is truly first in our lives? Do we start our days in prayer, seeking Him before checking our phones or diving into work? Do we honor Him with the first portion of our income? Or do we only give when it's convenient? These questions are not meant to shame us, but rather to prompt us into a reflection and realignment. Jesus is clear. When we seek Him first, everything else falls into place. When we put God first, we begin to experience His peace and His provision in a way that defies human understanding. Prioritizing God does not mean neglecting our responsibilities, but rather aligning them under His authority. He's not an item on our to-do list. He is the foundation upon which everything else must be built. Just as a builder must lay a firm foundation before constructing a house, we must establish God as our foundation before anything else can stand securely in our lives. If we're struggling with stress, burnout, or feeling distant from God, we should examine whether He truly has first place in our hearts. The Israelites were blessed when they honored God with their first fruits, but they faced hardship when they turned away from Him. It's in God's Word. Read it. The same is true for us today. A life built on seeking God first is a life that experiences His faithfulness and His provision in every season. So what does it mean for you to seek God first this week? Maybe it means setting aside the first moments of your morning to be with Him in prayer and in His Word. Perhaps it means making church a non-negotiable commitment, or being intentional about how you use your finances. Whatever it looks like, know this: when you put God first, He will take care of everything else. Second, we're going to talk a little bit about the problem of disordered priorities. When God isn't first, everything else falls apart. Jesus was clear when He said in Mark 12, 29 through 31, that the greatest commandment is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. This command is not just about emotion. It's about order. When God is first, everything else in our lives is properly aligned. However, when He is not first, our lives become chaotic, anxious, and out of balance. It's not that other things like our jobs, families, and hobbies are inherently bad. The problem arises when good things take the place of the ultimate thing, our relationship with God. One of the clearest examples of misplaced priorities is found in the story of Martha and Mary in Luke 10:38-42. I'm sure you guys have read that story before. Martha was busy serving, distracted by many tasks, while Mary simply sat at Jesus' feet, listening to His teaching. And when Martha complained that Mary wasn't helping, Jesus gently corrected her. "Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is necessary." In that moment, Jesus revealed the core issue. Martha had allowed the busyness to replace intimacy with God. How often do we find ourselves doing the same thing? When God is not first, we experience unnecessary worry and anxiety. Instead of trusting Him to provide, we carry the weight of our own concerns. Jesus warns against this in Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 and 27, reminding us that if God takes care of the birds and the flowers, how much more will He take care of us? Yet when we put work, success, or even relationships ahead of Him, we take on burdens that we were never meant to carry. We become like Martha, stressed, exhausted, and missing out on what truly matters. Disordered priorities also damage our relationships. When we put our careers, our ambitions, or even our families above God, we create an imbalance. We may work tirelessly to provide for our loved ones, but neglect our spiritual leadership in the home. We may pour time into friendships, but fail to nurture with the one who loves us the most. The truth is, when we put God first, we are better equipped to love others well. When we don't, our relationships suffer. Lastly, a life where God is not first leads to spiritual emptiness. Many Christians struggle with feeling distant from God, but the issue often isn't that He has moved, it's that we have replaced Him with other things. Just as physical malnutrition weakens the body, spiritual malnutrition weakens the soul. If we're not regularly feeding on God's word, spending time in prayer, and prioritizing worship, we will feel spiritually drained. One well-known example of what happens when God isn't first is the story of Bill Hybels. Some of you may have heard of him. He's the former pastor of Willow Creek Community Church. For decades, Hybels was considered a pioneer in church leadership, known for his innovation and influence in the megachurch movement. However, despite his outward success, reports emerged that he had been involved in patterns of misconduct and abuse of power. At one time, his ministry was centered on seeking God first. But over the years, his priorities shifted. Success, influence, and leadership began to take precedence over integrity and spiritual accountability. And as he compromised in small ways, it eventually led to a public downfall that harmed not only his personal life, but also the church community that he had built. His failure to keep God first resulted in broken relationships, deep hurt in the body of Christ, and the tarnishing of his witness. This example serves as a sober reminder that when leaders, even those with great influence, allow their priorities to become misaligned, everything else begins to crumble. Jesus' command to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength is not just for personal devotion, but a safeguard against the dangers of pride, compromise, and spiritual emptiness. Let's take a moment here and reflect. What is currently competing for first place in your life? What is currently competing for first place in your life? What is pulling your focus away from God? Are there areas in your life where success, ambition, or comfort have taken priority over your relationship with God? What adjustments do you need to make to keep him first? Identifying these distractions is the first step in realigning our hearts. When we acknowledge where our priorities have shifted, we can begin the work of restoring God to his rightful place. Third, we're going to talk about the promise of seeking God first. When we put God first, everything else falls into place. So Jesus doesn't only command us to seek God first here, he also makes a promise. All these things will be provided for you. That's the second part of Matthew 6:33. When we trust God enough to put him first, he takes care of everything else. This does not mean that life is going to be all rosy and easy, right? It's not always going to be like that, but it does mean we will never lack what we truly need. God's provision extends beyond material needs. It includes peace, wisdom, and strength to navigate life's challenges. One of the greatest examples of this truth is found in Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7. And we talked about this last week. Paul was writing from prison. Cold, dark place. Back then, yeah, it was dark. He tells us not to be anxious about anything, but to bring everything to God in prayer. The result, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. When we put God first, we experience supernatural peace, even in uncertain circumstances. Prioritizing God also gives us strength for daily life. Isaiah 40:31 reminds us that those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. Start your day out with the Lord. That's the best way to start it. When we seek God first, we're not running on our own limited energy. We are relying on his limitless power. This is why great men and women of faith like John Wesley made seeking God their first priority. Wesley famously said, "I have so much to do that I must spend several hours in prayer before I am able to do it." His devotion fueled his ministry and changed lives. God also promises guidance when we seek him first. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding. When we acknowledge him in all our ways, he directs our paths. Many times we struggle with uncertainty simply because we have not taken the time to seek God first. He wants to lead us, but we must make space to listen. A powerful example of someone who lived out the principle of seeking God first and experiencing his provision, I've mentioned her name many times before, Corrie Ten Boom. Though she lived in the 20th century, her legacy continues to impact believers today. During World War II, Corrie and her family risked their lives to hide Jews from the Nazis in their home in the Netherlands. And they were eventually caught and sent to a concentration camp where Corrie endured unimaginable suffering. Yet through it all, she kept God first in her life, trusting him in every circumstance. Despite the horrors of the concentration camp, Corrie sought God daily through prayer and scripture. She and her sister Betsy even held secret Bible studies with the other prisoners, bringing hope in the midst of darkness. God sustained her, provided for her, and eventually led to her miraculous release due to a clerical error, just days before the other women in her group were executed. And after the war, Corrie continued to seek God first, dedicating her life to sharing the message of forgiveness and Christ's love around the world. She once said this, "Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God." Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. Because she prioritized God above all else, he provided for her needs. He strengthened her faith and used her story to impact millions. This example reminds us that when we seek God first, whether in times of suffering or success, he remains faithful. His peace replaces our anxiety. His strength carries us through, and his provision never fails. So how do we put God first practically? Start your day in his presence. Before checking emails, social media, or the news, take time to read his word and pray. Give him the first portion of your income, trusting that he will provide for your needs. Make church and worship a priority, not just an optional activity. And as we close, I challenge you to examine your priorities. What needs to change in your life so that God is truly first? The promise stands. When we seek him first, everything else will fall into place. Trust him and watch how he moves. So today we've talked about the principle first. What you put first determines everything else. The problem of disordered priorities: when God isn't first, things fall apart. And the promise of seeking God first: when you prioritize him, he takes care of the rest. Today, I'd like for you to identify one specific area where you need to put God first this week. Just one. One specific area. Start every day this week by giving God the first 15 minutes, reading scripture, praying, and worshiping before doing anything else. Now, I've heard these excuses before. Well, I don't have time. What do you mean you don't have time? Well, I get up at such and such time. I got to be at work at this time. Well, guess what? What time do you go to bed? Go to bed a little earlier so you can get up a little earlier, right? Where's your priorities? Where's your priorities? I want you to think back to the very beginning of this, to the suitcase analogy from the beginning, right? Are you packing your life in the right order? If you start with God, everything else will fit in place. Lord, we confess that we have often let other things take your rightful place in our lives. Help us to seek you first, to love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. May we reorder our priorities so that you are truly at the center of everything we do. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We have food downstairs. There's plenty. Do not leave this place without coming down and joining us in a time of fellowship and communing with one another. And I just want to say it as you go from this place, though, may you go with hearts fully surrendered to the one who calls you to seek him first. May the love of the Father sustain you, the grace of Jesus empower you, and the guidance of the Holy Spirit lead you in every step. May you put first things first. I love that song. First things first. I mean, it has a really good beat. It's upbeat, you know, and it's about seeking God first. Seeking God's kingdom above all else, so that his peace and provision and his presence will overflow in your life. Is that not what you want? And may you love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Go now in the confidence that when you put God first, he will take care of the rest. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.